So again, in a non-protocol setting right now, what are the situations where you're using cetuximab in locally advanced disease?
So we tend to use cetuximab in patients that perhaps have minimal bulk disease, clearly N1 disease with oropharynx. Oropharynx is a very radiosensitive tumor. In a patient also that we don't want to give high-dose cisplatin to, if you were to ask anyone in a standard patient who requires chemoradiation, i.e. having bulky neck nodes, primary tumor in an unfavorable place like the hypopharynx or base of the tongue, then concurrent chemoradiation is still the answer. And that is with high-dose cis based on the earlier studies. The RTOG is trying to answer a question right now as to whether giving cisplatin with cetuximab in combination with radiation is better than giving just radiation and cisplatin.
And what's the design of that study?
It is a two-arm randomization. So patients with locally advanced tumors are allowed to enter and either receive radiotherapy. They have defined what types of radiotherapy you can give as far as the techniques, but essentially you're getting cisplatin in both arms, and then one arm receives the extra Erbitux. The hope in a study like that is that you add additional synergistic efficacy with the Erbitux. I don't think we'd be too happy with just additive toxicity. And in fact, it might be that we don't get much benefit at all, but hopefully we will without the expense of toxicity.
What other information do we have about this issue of chemoradiation therapy plus cetuximab, not just in terms of efficacy, but also in terms of safety?
The safety with cetuximab has been very good. You don't seem to see exacerbations with mucositis. Clearly, you don't have any myelosuppression, and that is one of the big issues when we use a drug like cisplatin, is that we do get myelosuppressive issues, and many times patients have to be delayed from their chemotherapy. We try to plan 3 doses over a 7-week period, but many times patients only can receive 2 doses. The beauty of a drug like cetuximab is that you don't have these side effects. It really is just rash, and you know you're only getting 8 doses, so the rash will go away. And if you really present that as a possible alternative treatment, then patients are very amenable to that.